Oh yeah, it's Templeton Talks with Steve and Jeff.
Hello, welcome to this week's welcome to this week's edition of Templeton Talks, coming to you live today from Templeton Public Access and streaming on the web at templetontalks.com. I'm Jeff. I'm your host. And I'm the only one here. So yeah, that's right. My trusted co-host Steve's a no-show. So yay, that's great. And you know, in other Jeff-related news, I got fired, which you might remember from last week's really unintentionally personal episode. Super, super sorry about leaving the mic on, by the way. And there's really no need to keep leaving comments. I've heard it all. So what else? Oh yeah, I'm divorced, which is kind of the rancid blue cheese dressing slopped onto the lank salad that's become my life. So yay, strength to strength, huh? Woo. Okay, so here's a word from our sponsor. Whether you're looking for a great night out or a healthier alternative, look no farther than Big Frank's F***ing Steakhouse, the only restaurant where the meal runs terrified away from you. We got a massive, I have a massive show for you today. I'll be interviewing everybody's favorite block of unsalted butter, of the boring American cheese, Rick Ashley. He'll be coming on a bit later, but for right now, we've got a few
I'm here already. I could just jump in if you need.
God, you're destroying the show, Rick.
I just thought maybe I could add something.
You cannot.
It's a nice haircut, by the way. Very radical.
Thanks.
Are you going to be doing the other side, like, later in the week, or that's it?
So now it's time to ask, what's up, bud?
What's up, bud?
So what's up with friends not being there when you need them to be, huh? Huh? It's like leaving you in the lurch when your wife leaves you for a fork salesman. Like, a fork salesman. Who does that? Is that even a thing?
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
I'm just gonna chime right in here. I've got a drawer full of forks at home, and I don't even recall their salesman.
Shut up, Rick. No one wants to hear from you.
Why do you keep booking me then?
Hello, you're on Templeton Talks.
Yes. Hey, mate. How's it going?
Steve, is that you?
Yep.
Steve, could you please turn down the radio in the background? I always wanted to say that.
It was
there,
really
is that better?
Much, but there's no need to shout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Anyway, I'm just calling in to say that I won't be in today.
Right. Yeah, I gathered that by your total lack of presence in the studio.
Yeah, sometimes it's just too depressing, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, all the talking about whatever it is that you talk about.
Rick, did you just honk a horn?
Yeah, I thought we could pivot to more of a morning show feel.
What?
Oh, hey, Rick.
Steve-O, what's good, big guy?
Hey, did you guys know that the show is, like, on in that?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, it's weird. People can, like, listen to us talking.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Has it always been that way?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, I was going to jump in here, big guy. So, Steve, what did you think you were doing here? I mean, you've been at it a while.
I just thought we were playing radio.
What?
Yeah. Well, I thought you were. I was being supportive.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I'm so supportive.
Wait, what? You think I'm deranged or something? I said give me the goddamn horn!
I don't think we use that word anymore, do we? But, you know. Hey, I'm sorry about the divorce, by the way.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, I feel that, man.
I doubt it. I mean, you've never been divorced.
Nah, but Marjorie's funeral was yesterday, so...
I'm sorry. I had to,
Yeah, I guess you were busy.
I think what the J-Dog means is that...
The J-Dog?
Yeah, it's your morning show moniker.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd call in.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
No worries, mate. And Rick, you're killing it, by the way, man. Look, really funny stuff. It's great.
And that's what's up, bud.
What's up, bud?
Seriously, I need you to shut up when I'm
talking. I'm sorry. It just sounded like you really needed a friend.
Oh. Well, thanks. Thanks, I guess. Well, excuse me, everybody. Well, with the big election a little over than a, with the little with the big election a little more than a week away, things have been insane at town hall. Let's take a listen to what y'all may have missed.
Hey, can I just say you sound like a lot more disinterested than usual.
Do I?
Yeah, you're normally very passionate.
I don't know. There's just so much going on. I really never would have expected.
Like with the K-9 Sapiens and Lobo Lane. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that. But, you know, now it looks like Tina Flambe is going to be mayor, which is, I don't know, crazy. And you pile on the divorce and the fact that this is the first time I've ever been unemployed. Like, seriously, I've always had a job. I'm just floating. Starting to feel like Templeton's losing its shine.
Yeah, but divorce and unemployment, they don't have anything to do with Templeton, though, do they?
I mean, maybe you're right, but I always thought Templeton kind of, I don't know, had my back. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I guess let's cross the town hall for some words from fearless leader Tim Prommer-Mayer.
Okay, so things are getting a little cray, I'll admit that. I mean, folks seem to think that Marjorie chick getting eaten or whatever was crossing the line. I mean, it's weird to me that the line was so far back. But whatever. The line was too far back. Hey, Terry, can you write that down, my man? The line was too far back. Dope song title, right? Shout out to Terry. Bro! 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 No! No! Not now. Later. Cut it, man. Apologies. Terry gets a bit ahead of himself sometimes, you know. He's been my right-hand DJ man ever since my actual right hand got mauled or whatever. So... when I say shout out to Terry, he wants to... No, bro! Later! Later, man! No disrespect, man. That's a sick beat, but come on, read the room, bro. But it's just not folks getting all worked up about the murders. Now, we've got K-9 Sapien protests all over town. I mean, what's that about?
We're protesting the speciesism that's in our faces every day.
Okay. Speciesism? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's different types of canines. You can't paint us all with the same brush. You can't treat us like we're all murderers. Got you there, huh? Nothing to say?
Not really. This is all new to me, so I'm just listening.
Oh, wow. That's actually the perfect thing to do.
Look, I think what this town needs is leadership.
But you're the mayor. That's your job. That's your whole job. And you're horrible at it.
I know, right? That's what I've been saying this whole time. I'm a terrible choice for mayor. Terrible. I hate it. Election's next week, and guess who's not running? Me. So booyah, I'm out. What's that, Terry? I have to finish this show? Fine. This piece of paper says we're gonna have to restrict citizens' movements to 1 hour a night, and only for the purchase of essential goods like medicine and food? Then it says not for murder.
Oh, that's specist.
Is it though? It's definitely prejudice, but...
Okay, fair point.
Oh yeah. And we're instating a full lockdown on full moon nights.
What?
Oh, man. That sucks. I'm playing this weekend, bro. Full moon. Totally sucks. What's that, dude? Oh, for real? Oh, yeah, it does. The lockdown is just for canine sapiens.
Oh, that's totally specist.
Totally. Lucky break for me, though. Okay, I'm out. Shout out to the Big Up Club. Shout out to Terry. See you there. Peace. Yeah, I'm out, Terry.
Do you hear that? Like, do you see what I mean? This town is going insane.
It's definitely in the middle of a change.
A change? A change, Rick? It's morphing into a resort town run by a werewolf who orders murders willy-nilly, and she's running for election while the mayor is running from it. I can't handle this anymore. What? Sound effects now?
Ill-timed. I apologize.
God, Jesus. Well, time for another word from our sponsor. Hey, with the full moon rising, so is your anxiety. You know mine is. Call Small Town Therapy for a no-obligation consultation. They're just a bunch of woo-woo bullshit. Why would... Well, anyway, I guess it's time for the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be joined today by the scintillating Rick Ashley.
That was sarcastic. I think I've been very relatable and relevant today.
And what are you here to discuss with us, Rick?
Thanks for asking. I'm here to talk about the ways that a 13% change in allowable impervious cover
will
affect
so
the development.
Bored with this.
Will affect the exciting development.
Was it always like this?
At Lobo Lade. I don't know. It might have been.
Well, let me get this. It's probably Steve again. Steve, you coming in?
Oh, hey, is this Jeff?
Mr. Huffy? Is that you?
No, but we do love the Huffster. Yeah, is this Jeff Spigot?
Speaking?
Yeah, hey, what's up? This is Nelson Aquatic from Perfect Circle Podcasting Platform. How are you today, fam?
I'm fine. Let me just take you off speaker. So what can I do for you?
I just want to let you know that we're big fans of the show down here. Big fans.
Jeff, it's not off speaker. You
shut up! No, I'm sorry. Not you. Wow. Fans?
Oh, massive.
Really?
All right! Yeah! I'm not surprised, I always knew this day would come. But I must decline, hope you don't mind. My audience would never understand that. Ooh, ah, is there anybody waiting for me? Ooh, ah, should I be bitter? Should I roll the dice? Gotta live my life.
What are you waiting for?
I can't think twice. Every time, still never done this before. What happens when I go and move on from here?
What are you waiting for?
You know what?
What are you waiting for?
You're right. I think I should. Cause what am I waiting for?
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, of course you are, fam. All the catch is you have to move to the big city.
What? I mean, that would defeat the whole purpose. The podcast is here in Templeton. It's called Templeton Talks.
Details, fam, details. It's all semantics.
Oh, hey, sorry I'm late, mate.
Oh, Steve, you're here.
Is that Mr. Huffy?
Okay, fam.
Okay, well, talk soon.
Wow. That's a radical haircut. Nice divorce move, mate.
Thank you.
You gonna grow a beard too?
I mean, probably. Hello?
I hear we're going to Hollywood.
What?
And when did you change your name to Fam?
So what are you doing here?
Me? I don't know, I called up and you cheered me up. I just thought I could come in and do the same.
I mean, do whatever you want, man.
Why are you being so weird?
I'm not being weird, you're being weird.
Is it because we kiss? Sorry, wait, you kissed? Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it a number of ways.
Really? What are the ways?
Well, that's all we have time for on Templeton Talks, so until next week...
Wait, am I being bubbed again?
Oh, yeah!
It's Templeton Talks! With Steve and Jeff!
So this guy called up and offered us money to do the podcast for him.
Oh, really? This podcast? How much?
Yes. Shut up, Rick!